Hi, welcome everybody. We are back with another interview episode. And today I have a gentleman that I have met briefly at Thought Bubble 2 years ago, I think, or was it almost 2 years ago, this year, 2 years ago. And he is a great human being, and we had some tech trouble to get into this, but that doesn't keep us from having a great interview. So welcome, Luke. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I think you have noticed right now that I didn't say your last name. Because I'm still not sure how to pronounce it.
Priest.
It's just Priest.
Yeah, like priest, but without the T on the end.
Ah, yeah. So it's not like Nike or Porsche. No,
you can call me Priesty if you want to. I don't mind. You can call me what you want. I don't care.
But yeah, just making sure. So yeah, Luke, really great to have you on the show. You've been an artist that has been dabbling in a lot of different avenues of the illustration world, so that's really interesting, and we're going to dive in a lot of those today. But before we're going to start, we will be looking at the speed round. You might have seen these with other interviews that I've done. And yeah, the speed round is always, I like to always have a little fun with this. And we're gonna start off easy with the favorite one, or maybe not, we'll see. Our first one is, what's your favorite color?
Oh man, it's gotta be black, surely.
Black. A lot of blacks, obviously, the black comes up a lot. That's true for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on to a maybe more easier one. Favorite holiday destination?
Oh, man.
Do you have one?
California.
I mean, it's warm and nice. What's not to like, huh?
Yeah. It's good.
Great. this one is a tough one. What's your favorite form of media in terms of like CD, DVD, Blu-ray, VHS, cassette, vinyl?
It's got to be vinyl.
All right, vinyl, perfect. Why is that vinyl?
Because I listen to a lot of music and I collect vinyl. Well, you know, obviously it's had a huge resurgence, and just because of work, I kind of stare at it a lot and just appreciate the whole art side of it as well.
Well, how big is your collection?
Oh, it's not that big. I don't have like a huge collection or anything like that. Yeah. It's just, I tend to just buy the albums that I like. I've been kind of, I got rid of all my CDs like about a few years ago, and then I just started going through and replacing all the albums that I had on CD on vinyl again.
Oh, okay, nice. That's really great. So, is there a particular music genre you're really into?
I listen to a lot of metal music, I guess, or alternative music. So yeah, I have a lot of that. But you know, listen to a mixture of stuff really.
Right. And Coming to that next question, then, what is the song that is on heavy rotation right now?
Oh man, now you're asking. I listen to a lot of stuff. I need to like look at my Spotify to remind myself what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
What I'm listening to.
I know the Spotify favorite song feature of the year. That helps.
I do end up like listening to quite a few like soundtracks and stuff more than actual bands, if that makes sense. Like, I've been listening to a lot of like the cyberpunk soundtrack, the video game. But then, what was the question? Was it a song?
What song is on heavy rotation right now? Is it like something you like? For example, if you work on Lord of the Rings, you listen to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack over and over.
I'm just trying to remind myself. I've been listening to an old band actually that I used to listen to back like when I was younger, a band called Earth Tone 9. Mm-hmm. And what's the song that they have that I always really like? It's like a really popular one. It's not coming up. I can't remember what the song's called.
It's fine. But check out the band, people. That's what Luke listens to.
they're a good band. Tat Twam Asai, the song's called.
Oh,
been listening to them again. Yeah.
And keeping it song related here, what's your favorite or go-to karaoke song?
Oh my God. I don't do karaoke at all, but...
What would you do, though?
What would I do? Let's go Slayer, Rain in Blood, just for fun.
All right, there you go. Wild karaoke choice.
Yeah.
I wonder if the crowd can sing along.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would your job be if you would not be an artist?
Well, I spent years trying to be a musician.
Mm-hmm. So what part of the band or musicianship are you doing?
Guitar. So I'd love to say that, but that's like quite a hard world to get into. Probably just be a graphic designer.
If
I wasn't doing illustration, I'd be just doing graphic design.
I think I forgot who it was, but I think one person said they wanted to be a gardener because they love plants so much.
Yeah, I'm into my gardening, so yeah, I can see that.
There you go.
Yeah, I love mowing the lawn. So yeah,
it's good nice. Fun. Yeah. So speaking of the job itself, like if you were not an artist, being a guitarist, is there do you have a favorite guitarist? You can only name one though.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know, it's tough questions here. Who's the first one that pops to your head? That's always the right answer.
It's James Hetfield.
Hey, there you go. Easy.
There you go. But he's the first person. Yeah. That I would think of.
All right.
He's a master of the riff, so.
Yeah. Okay, coming back to illustrations here. Portrait, landscape, or square? Or something else?
I'd say
first choice, man.
Landscape. Landscape for movie posters, portrait for gig posters.
All right.
Yeah.
got take both here.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite food?
I really like Mexican food. But being British, I love a good roast dinner. So.
All right. That's fair enough. Roast dinner is pretty nice. So
yeah.
I can go with that as well. And last but not least, what's your favorite seat in the cinema and which snack do you take?
I like to have, it's got to be on an end of an aisle.
Okay.
Just in case you've got to get out and go for a pee, or I've got to like take the kids out to the toilet or something like that. It's just in and out, easy access. And what was the other one?
And what food do you take? Like snack food?
Oh man. It's got to be popcorn with Maltesers mixed in.
All right. Nice choice. Yeah. I like that. All right. This commences a speed round. I hope you liked your answers.
Yeah, well, you know. It's hard when you put me on the spot like that.
That's the exercise.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Alrighty, but let's talk about you and your career here a little bit more. I mean, you have been trying out as a guitarist, I guess, but artist it is. So how did this come about? How did you become an artist, and like what's your journey in to the person or the artist that you are now?
Okay. I always answer this the same, because most artists, I would say, the same thing, that they all were drawing as it from a very young age. You know, for me, it was always music and art as a kid, as like a teenager. So I was always, obviously like playing the guitar and just like reading comic books and stuff. Mm. I was a big fan of 2000 AD comics as a kid. So that was quite inspiring to me. I used to, just draw pictures of Judge Dredd and stuff like that as a kid. And then, you know, I kind of, I did art at A level, left school, and then went to art college, dropped out of art college, because I got a job as a junior graphic designer. So that's kind of how I started.
And you skipped a degree, huh?
Yeah, well, I was doing a foundation in art, and I kind of got to the point in that where you're meant to specialize in what it is that you want to do in the art world. And also at that time, because this was like the late 90s, I kind of feel like being a professional artist at that time just didn't seem like something that you could do full time. So it was like, what is creative? Oh, I can make some money doing graphic design. That's kind of creative. So that's kind of how I started, I guess. And that was just, this would have been like late 90s. So it was learning, early versions of Photoshop and that kind of stuff. There were no drawing tablets or anything then. It was all just like clicking with a mouse. And just doing like basic layout stuff, just text and images and things like that for quite corporate work, I guess.
How does it feel compared to nowadays for you as an artist? Do you see you evolve with the technology, or do you see yourself in, oh shit, I wanted this back then because I had so many great ideas, or how was this process in the digital world?
I think it's still the same. I mean, like, you know, I try not to get sort of caught up in like having the latest tech to do the work. It's like, you know, the way I work when I'm drawing, it's, I would do exactly the same with a pen, but it's just done digitally. And okay. you've got an undo now, which I didn't, you know. So I used to sort of, when I was first getting into doing illustration work, I was working more traditionally. And then jumping forward slightly, because after working as a graphic designer, I worked in video games for a bit. And then when I worked in video games, I was using Wacom tablets and stuff to do concept art. And then later on a Cintiq, where you're actually drawing on the screen. And then that's when I sort of started doing my own sort of bits and bobs, I guess you'd say. And then just started thinking. Yeah,
and how did it turn into the, because obviously we love to talk about the movie poster section of your career. So how did you get into the movie side of things?
How did I get into that? I think I did. My first movie poster was for Hero Complex Gallery. Mm-hmm. And back then, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I was just sort of, it was all a lot of guesswork. I look back at some of the work now and I'm just like, it is what it is. At the time, you know, I was kind of,
we'll
I was
learning. Like that.
Yeah, I was like learning on the job, I guess. And I was doing that whilst still working in video games.
By the way, yeah. I'm just gonna pull up some of your video game art you've been doing. So, well, just keep on talking along. I'll just show that.
Yeah, sure. So this was that was something I did for Rebellion. It's the 30th anniversary of the video game Alien versus Predator. So did that. What were we saying?
You were talking about how you got into the movie posters, and you talked about Hero Complex.
Yeah, I worked with them for a bit, and then, you know, with Tim and Adam, who run the gallery, and through that I met a lot of other artists as well. Matt Ryan, Tobin, we kind of struck up a friendship through that, and Vance Kelly and a load of other guys in that scene. We did New York Comic Con together a couple of times with the gallery. And that was, you know, that was a cool learning experience, going to New York on my own. Like, just kind of, yeah. So that was cool. That's kind of how that started. And then I'm just trying to think where it went from there, because I don't do a massive amount of movie posters. I'm trying to do more now.
Here's a couple of selections that that you have done throughout the year. So for the people out there, we've got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles here, which is a pretty cool set.
Yeah, those were little minis that we did with the main. Those were done from Vice Press. So we did. Those were just little sketches that I did when I was working on a bigger piece, which was the big poster that we did, the big 24x36. For the original Turtles film. And James said he liked them and said, oh, let's do these little mini A5s that we can do. So yeah, that's the variant. That's the main edition there. I think they've all sold out now. I've got a handful of APs still.
Yeah, people, APs are always, you know, available with the artists. So check their chops out, and they might have, even if you write them a message, a really nice one, they might have somewhere stacked away somewhere if you don't find it.
Yeah, I've got a few of that. I've sold quite a few. There's a few left. I've sold all the minis, all the little portraits. They've all gone. I'll have a few of those. I'm going to open house this year in Sheffield, so I'll have these with me. at that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not all you've done. I mean, you've done this beautiful Dread piece. Yeah, that's really nice. That was the one with Mondo last year where we met for Thought Bubble, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, so originally that was done as a record sleeve for the anniversary of the Dread movie for Thought Bubble, which I have somewhere in here. Just grab it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the...
Ah, there it is.
So yeah, that's that one. And that's in the sleeve. It comes in this kind of cool slipcase. Yeah, so we did that for Thought Bubble. And then what happened was I was working with Spencer on that. And then Eric then came to me and said, oh, this is cool. Let's do it as a poster as well. So it was kind of like a last minute. I had to kind of tweak the artwork and then turn it into, we just did it as like a little 18 by 24.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we'd done it as a 24 by 36 now. But at the time it was just, it was like a couple of weeks before Thought Bubble. It was like, quickly, let's turn the artwork into a poster and get it printed as quickly as we can. So that was a fun one. And it's really close to my heart as well, because I worked on, I haven't mentioned it, but I worked at 2000 AD for about 10 years as a graphic designer. So Dread is like really close to my heart anyway.
Exactly. Here's some of the...
this is some of the work I did. Yes, afterwards. This was the illustration work that I'd done for 2000 AD. But when I worked at 2000 AD, this was the stuff I was doing when I was there, which was like the case files sleeve there. That was designed by me. And then we used to just do like features in the magazines on movies that were coming out. So this is just like the graphic design work that I was doing back then. So the illustration on the cover there, that's not by me, that's by, I feel like that's a really early McMahon Dread.
Okay. I love this one though.
That was a pinup that I did for, so after I left, I kind of, because I'd been doing the illustration work, the editor at 2019 was like, let's, you know, do some illustration stuff now. So I got to do a few covers, and which was really nice to kind of do that.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good, man. And yeah, as I said, that's not all you've done. You've done a beautiful Jaws piece where you could draw the big guy.
Yeah, that was for Matt and James at Vice Press.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was a really fun one to work on. Essentially, that opening scene of that movie as a kid terrified me, and I was like, right, I'm going to draw the shark how I imagine the shark looked, because. I think, I don't know if you've watched like the making of Jaws.
Of course. Yeah, so, one of my favorite movies. So,
which is the, what's it called? Is it called The Shark's Not Working? I think the documentary's called, which is like the famous quote that everyone was saying.
Yeah.
I kept breaking it down when they were trying to make it. I think.
Brucey didn't work.
Yeah. A lot of these scenes, apparently, they wanted to show the shark, but because the shark kept breaking down, they just couldn't show the shark.
Exactly, which made for a good good thing.
Yeah. which terrified me as a kid. I watched it when I was like 9 years old or something stupid, which I probably shouldn't have. But just this opening scene was the scene that terrified me. So it was like it was just an excuse to try and draw Bruce in all his glory. And like some people have said, like, oh, you know, he looks slightly different to the shark in the film, but that was kind of like intentional. I kind of just wanted it to be my own take on the shark, because it's a book as well, so you know,
exactly.
I didn't want it just to be just the shark. I just drew the shark out as I saw it, and we made a few changes. I think the eye was slightly too big in my version, and we just made that a bit smaller, and just little things, but but that's actually one of my favorite movie posters today,
all right. I think.
Yeah.
And you've done also Jurassic Park.
Yeah. That was with Zavi.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one. Again, I always tend to like lean towards the scenes in these movies that terrified me as a kid.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. It feels like you have a theme there.
When I got to work on this, just doing research on like what other Jurassic Park movie posters are out there, I don't think anyone really done the Raptors in the Kitchen as a poster. A lot of them seem to be like around the T-Rex or other dinosaurs or just other
scenes. Exactly.
And I just thought, let's try and do this. And this one went on for quite a while with approvals and changes and stuff. Mm. But yeah, I'm pleased with it. I've got like a handful of these left.
Yeah,
still. I think they're quite rare now. I think they've all sold.
And you've also been working with Moorart, with our good friend James over there, with Transformers here in this case, and which is pretty cool with all the I don't know, smoke. Is it smoke? Yeah, I'd say it's smoke, right? That goes just off in the background.
Yeah, it's just debris and smoke, and it's like, how can I make this look interesting? So it's trying to add a bit of movement to the piece.
Mm. And then my personal favorite of yours, obviously, because I'm a big Star Wars nerd. Loving the Stormtrooper there. I got the pinkish version of this one.
This
one.
Yeah.
That's a variant. Nice. That's a really nice one. I really enjoy this one.
Yeah.
So great job. Great job on that.
Yeah, it was a fun one to do. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so you technically have done a lot of movie content, and
maybe I've done more than I think, actually.
I'm wondering, because you've also done, I mean, you also have done Blu-rays, by the way, just putting it out there, the Donnie Darko you did here, you did the Dunwich Horror.
Yeah, that's a great film.
And Moonfall here, so also a lot of other movie-related stuff on Blu-rays. So check that out as well, people, for the collectors out there. I love always seeing like the cooler packaging in this case, or covers for the special Blu-rays. So that's really cool to see. And I was wondering, is there something like, do you like particularly more doing? Is it something you're more drawn to, like on all these categories you dabble, like from kick posters to movie posters to you've done skateboards and other stuff. So
that's for Santa Cruz. Yeah. So yeah,
for example here. Yeah. And so a lot of cool stuff. You can see the Metallica in the background there of your office as well. So, is there something you're particularly drawn to, or is it like basically everything? Give me anything, I draw anything.
I just like drawing cool stuff. You know, I don't really.
Fair enough.
I just like to create stuff that I'm into, and I don't know whether it's like the graphic designer in me, because I like to create artwork and then see how it works on in different mediums. So whether it's a print or it's like a physical skateboard or whatever it is, you know, I kind of like that idea. I think maybe that's where that comes from. But you know, I was always into like skateboarding and stuff as a kid. So it's nice to combine, you know, things like a band like Metallica and skateboarding together. So
and your kids skateboard or
Yeah, they have got. I've got two girls. They've both got skateboards, but they don't.
Do they have yours?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Mine are just like in boxes and stuff in the studio.
Yeah. Collector's items.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, what am I going to do with these? I don't know what to do with that. While I'm here talking about again, because I'm going to open house, I will have skateboards with me there.
There you go.
So I might. If anyone wants a skateboard, I might sell them there.
Yeah, there you go, people. I mean, they're the collectors for these kind of things, for sure. And I mean, I think it looks really nice when you got the hangers, the skateboard hangers, and you can put them up on the wall at home. It looks also as a nice as an art piece. So, and especially if you're into skateboards. So I think that's something people should definitely take a look at. Yeah, what I wanted to ask then as well is, is there a special, like a project that you really, really loved, like that you worked on already, or is this something that you only maybe did once and want to go back to that? Is there a property or a move, like some kind of project that is your favorite child? Let's put it this way.
let me remind myself, because...
yeah, I know. It's a very tough question. You don't have favorite children, so.
I think like movie posters. Jaws is my favorite poster that I've worked on. Definitely. I think I was just pleased with the way it came out. Vice Press were really lovely to work with. The feedback was pretty minimal on that. So that's always nice. It's really hard to choose, but that's up there. I think probably the one that sticks in my mind that I have like the best memories would be the Metallica, some of the Metallica stuff that I've done on the gig poster side. For the latest tour run, we did this 72 seasons design with like an exploding skull.
Did you get to see them as well on the tour? Or
yeah, we got to see them at Donington. I've seen them like plenty of times over the years, but that was a little bit extra special because we got guest list and we got to go in the sort of snake pit area in the middle of the stage. It's like me and my wife and my art was everywhere and it was on screens.
Did you get to meet them as well in this context? Or
I think I probably could have met them if I wanted to, but it was just I've met everyone around them that works with them pretty much.
All right. Cool.
And it was bizarre. It was one of those experiences where we stood there and everyone that's in the like the sort of private area is someone that's someone. So like we were stood next to Sam from Game of Thrones, which just stood next to us.
Nice.
And yeah, there was like a comedian, Frank Skinner, was there, and like a few others. It was just like this people spying and stuff. So yeah, just a lot of memories with the Metallica stuff, and a lot of you kind of do the artwork,
yeah,
and it's all very solitary because you're just working on it. And then when it comes out, and you go to an event like that, it's almost like all this unexpected stuff happens. So sometimes those are the better experiences when you don't realize that that's going to happen. Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. Let's talk about some movies. I mean, what have you seen lately? Anything that has stood out or TV that you want to recommend here on the show?
I've obviously seen the new Dune film, which
how's your opinion?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I saw it twice.
Is it really? I'm sorry. I don't want to be like rude or anything, but like, is it really that great? I find it okay.
Yeah. I understand like why some people it's not for them because of the kind of film that it is. Because it's quite sort of slow and epic and you know it's all like that,
but I like sometimes I like slow films, not I mean I like epic films as well, but like what was it, Drive My Car is like a super slow burner, like the Japanese film or something like that. I watch things like that or Perfect Days. Perfect Days, the Oscar nominated Wim Wenders film about the Japanese toilet scrubber. Right. That's a slow-ass film. That's a slow-ass film. And it's like...
I'll have to check it out.
I don't know why Dune didn't sit... I mean, I thought it was looked nice, obviously, visually and everything, but it was like, Maybe it's because I've seen the Lynch one multiple times, so...
Did you watch it once and then just come away from it and, like, not bothered? Because I found with the first film, I watched the first film and I struggled with the first movie. Then I watched it a second time and I was like, okay, I get it now. Because it was kind of like there was a lot to take in, I think, and there was all these different factions, and I'm like, what's going on? Who are these?
Yeah, I know. I understand like the story because, as I said, the Dune film, the Lynch film, obviously helped a lot.
Original.
The 84.
That's the one with Sting in it, isn't it?
Exactly. So I watched that, and my buddy, he's a big Dune fan, like read the books so many times. And so he explained a lot as well. If I had questions, like my questions were like towards further, where is this going? But I don't know that. I don't know. The film was like, I don't know how to describe it. But on the first or second watch of Dune 1, I fell asleep. On the second one, I almost fell asleep. I had to fight hard in the first 30 minutes or so. Then it took, then it picked up. But I don't know why. It just lulled me to sleep.
Okay. No, I really enjoyed it. I watched it twice. I went and watched it. And then a few days later, I went and watched it again. So because it was just like friends who were like, oh, have you seen it? I'm like, no, I'll go and see it again. You know, I really enjoyed it. And then I recently watched the movie Turbo Kid. Have you watched that? That's really good.
Yeah, I've not watched it, but I know about it.
Yeah, that's a great film. Series, what we've been watching series-wise. I've been watching the latest Guy Ritchie, The Everyman. Is it The Everyman? Not The Everyman, The Gentleman.
The Gentleman, yeah.
The Gentleman. Yeah, that's the Netflix series version of the movie. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
All right, that's on the list. Wanted to watch.
I don't tend to like. I mean, I know obviously like Dune and stuff, but I've never been. I know it's like a massive film, but I've never been someone that's. When the latest Marvel film comes out, I rush out to the cinema to see the new Spider-Man film. I just like watch it if it's on. Cause I'm just, I like Marvel and stuff like that, but I'm not like crazy about all that. That whole.
I feel you. I mean, I think it's too much. It's the superhero movies kind of like are like blend all into one and are they, not are that good great. Anymore.
And I get it. It's like, brilliant. They do what they do and it's amazing. But
I mean, in the beginning, I think in the beginning it was like when we had like I think till Endgame, and maybe the third Spider was it the third or the second Spider-Man movie or something like that. After that, up to then it was nice, but after that it kind of like the only good Marvel related movie was, in my opinion, the animated Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Yeah, they're great. I think when, I mean, I can remember when Batman Begins came out, it was like Batman Begins and the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. When those, I think Spider-Man came first, then Batman was shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
It was like, they came out of nowhere and they were just, at the time, I just thought they were amazing. It's like, oh wow, Spider-Man's finally been done properly on screen.
Yeah.
Because he was like always my favorite as a kid. You know, I had the Spider-Man costume and I was like eight or whatever. But, you know, and used to read the comics and whatnot. And I really like the newer Spider-Man films, but I just find all the other stuff, it all just gets a bit crazy. And I don't even know where I am with it now.
Yeah, I can totally understand this.
But, you know, they're great. They're great, but it's just like I'm not the sort of person that rushes out to watch those big superhero films sort of straight away, I guess.
Yeah, it's all good. I stopped doing it as well. So.
Oh, okay.
I try to. What I want to see next is the Godzilla movie.
Yeah, the new
one.
Godzilla minus Kong.
The Kong New Empire. With baby King Kong.
Yeah, yeah. I still haven't said Minus One.
That's a great movie.
I need to sort it out.
Yeah, so and I still want to watch the black and white because they have a black and white version now.
Ah, okay, of
that
cool.
One. I want to see that one. That's sounds really nice to watch. So looking forward to that. And I'm seeing Monkey Man. I don't know if you have heard of it. There's a new Dev Patel film produced by Jordan Peele.
Okay.
It is basically John Wick. If John Wick would be in India and like an Indian.
Right, okay.
That's kind of like what it feels like. Obviously not in this assassin, but there's a lot of very stylish action fights and has a message, social message about caste, I think. And it looks really nice. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Cool.
Yeah. Talking about other late things that have been coming out, there's obviously a lot of posters and illustrations coming out. Is there anything that you said, oh my God, this is amazing, I really love this, lately?
Oh man, now you're asking. There's always lots of good stuff. That's like...
That's why I gave you the talking points before.
No, I know. I should have done my research. Most times it's just like a lot of the stuff that like my buddy Matt Ryan, like some of the stuff that he's doing, his Toy Story was fantastic.
Oh yeah, that Toy Story looked really amazing, yeah.
He's got a load of cool stuff that's coming out. Who else is there? A lot of these people tend to be like people I'm friends with.
Mm. Oh yeah, I understand that.
My buddy Pi as well. He's a guy I used to work with at 2000 AD. He's got his comic book, Petrol Head, which is available through Image Comics. And that's not a shameless plug. I genuinely, just
Petrol Head. Who is this? Pi? Like P-I?
P-Y-E.
A P-Y-E.
It's released, yeah, so this is cool. So it's released through Image Comics. But yeah, it's just really good stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention, or you don't have to, obviously. So.
No, I'm just trying. There's always too much stuff. There's too much stuff to mention. I'll be here all day.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Those are the ones that spring to my mind.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're looking for. Obviously, that's the ones that stick. So they spring to your mind.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We've seen you, or we see your workplace, like literally here, but you also have given me an image of the workplace itself. And this is what it looks like. I wondered why it feels like so much brighter on camera here than in the image you gave. But yeah. How's this studio? Like, well, like, what's the setup? Do you have like a certain way you do things, or what's the idea behind it?
So this is it's essentially like a kind of summer house that's in my garden. Actually away from the house at the bottom of the garden. So when we bought this house a few years ago, this was like one of the incentives. This building was here, so it was like, oh, I can turn this into my studio space. Nice. So yeah, this is actually I've actually recently tidied it there. That is tidy, but normally normally there's like just crap everywhere. I mean, obviously you can see I've got my flat file on the left there. That's obviously got all my prints, and that's where I deal all my print orders, all my packing and stuff there. So got my Cintiq in the corner that I work on. You know, it's just like the idea is that I've just got a space that's away from the house that's quiet, and it's just I can do my thing and I can blare out loud music or whatever it is I want to do.
Do you live around nature, or is it like an urban, like suburban type area?
No, we live in like a small village in the West Midlands. We're in Worcestershire, so we're about 30 minutes outside of Birmingham. But it's quite a lot of countryside, and my garden is just like behind. It's just allotments, so it's just fields behind. So it's quite quiet. All I can hear all day is the birds. And it's nice. Sometimes my dog will come in, or the cat will come in and say hello. That's about it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of your workplace and all these things, how is it? How do you work in terms of like, what's your process? How do you go about creating a piece, and what are your steps in this way?
Sure, it varies. Like, it's client work, and like it varies. So depends how much lead time I've got on a project. So sometimes they'll come and it'll be like, we've got a thing and we need it in a few weeks, and I'll depend on how busy I am will determine how that process goes, I guess. So if I've got a longer lead time, then I'll spend more time doing sketches and ideas and whatnot. But normally it'll be like just some very loose sort of pencil sketches in my little notebook, just to depend if it's a so if it's like a movie poster, for example, like the Jaws piece, it would have just been just a quick sketch, and then that'll go.
Do you go from your mind in that kind of like the first stage, or is it like something you watch it and then you sketch up something while you watch?
Normally, yes. If it's a movie, I'll watch the movie and sketch whilst I'm watching it. So I'll just sit in the studio.
How's it for other things? I wonder, because like usually I talk just straight to a movie poster people, or have only done a few gig posters. But how's it for other material? Like, for example, for a game, do you play the game and then come up with it, or like how's that?
I was trying to think. So here we go. In fact, I've got this one here. So this was the soundtrack that we did for the game Crypto Protocol. So for this one, they came to me. Here we go. That's the inside.
Nice.
So yeah, this one was like, I'd already played the game. So I'd already played the game on the PlayStation. It's the guys that did Dead Space, if you know that game.
Yeah.
So Sledgehammer Games came to me, asked me to do the work. I pitched a rough idea to them, which they rejected, first of all. And then, I guess what I'm trying to say is that one was easier because I'd already played the game. So I kind of knew what the visuals were. I knew what the narrative was. Yeah, most times I'd say I'd always go and look at the source material first before I even think about.
Did you go about it as well? Because like when we examined the movie posters, you took the seeds that gave you fear, kind of like, is that as well with the game? Because this looks like a dark game. I haven't played it, but it looks
it's
like
survival
it's
a survival horror dark. Game.
Yeah.
It's if you play Dead Space, it's like that. It's survival horror in space. Okay. So it's sort of like psychological horror with monsters. Like I said, it varies. Like, for example, if it's a gig poster, normally it'll be like I'll try and maybe tie it to the location. So if it's like in a certain city, then I'll try and incorporate something that relates to that city in some way. It could be something like an animal or a building or whatever that might be. What is this country famous for? Like what is the animal that's in that region, or what flowers do they have? You know, that kind of thing that would inspire the visuals. It varies. Always starts out as a rough concept that just gets pitched, either gets rejected or tweaked, and then it's just moved to final art. That's how most jobs, I'm pretty structured, try to be pretty structured because I don't have a lot of time to make this stuff.
How do you help? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because like most times, you know, on average, it's around a month, if that, to like put a piece together from start to finish. And if you've got feedback and changes, that can delay. The more time I can have on the final artwork, the final artwork is going to be better.
For sure. How do you go about it in these stages when it comes to an artist block kind of situation? You know, like, you know, you don't, maybe you don't have the greatest idea and you don't feel it as well, but you still want to deliver. Is that like, how do you like, or are you giving 150% every time? Or is it just like, okay, I got to set boundaries here for myself?
I always try and give 150% every time because I've got this thing of like, I've got to try and beat the last thing I did. Almost like a weird, you know, it's like never release your first album first, like your best album first, if you know what I mean? Like you're a band, it's like, because the rest of the albums will just be, you know, they won't be as good. But yeah, it's kind of, like the whole artist block thing. I don't suffer with it, but I do get it sometimes, but it's never that much that it stops me from doing something. I think you've always got the beauty of doing anything that's in music or film or whatever. You've always got something to draw from.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I'd say gig posters are probably harder than movie posters in that respect, because sometimes you just haven't really got anything to go off of.
No assets.
Well, if it's not a band that are like heavily visual, like most metal bands have got strong visuals anyway, but if it's something like, I don't know, I did a thing for Elton John, Elton John is just like, he's the guy in big glasses and crazy outfits, so that's kind of the inspiration for that, but I'm just trying to think of another example. Pearl Jam would be an example. I did a Pearl Jam poster and I did not know what to do for Pearl Jam at all because I didn't really know what they're kind of like a grungy band. They're a great band, but I didn't know what to do, and then in the end I just drew a big ball because it was tied to the location.
So. Would you take the job of a band that the music you're not a fan of?
Unlikely.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been approached before about, and I've turned stuff down, and normally it's because I've already got work on, because I'm normally, you know, I'm sort of normally sort of 6 months out with work, pretty much. Unless they're a band that I really want to work on, or it's a thing that I really want to work on, I'll squeeze it in. But if it's something I'm not that into, or maybe I just feel like I'm not the right person to do this, I'm not the right artist for this job, you know, because someone else could do a better job than me.
All right. Fair enough. Is there a band and a certain location that you really would love to work on?
Oh man.
I know.
I've been asked this a few times actually. I've been asked what band I'd like to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought I'd quite like to do something for the Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the big UK shows, I guess, would make the most sense, maybe.
Because I was asking, because you mentioned the different, like going by the different locations, and I was wondering if there's like basically, I asked around the bush here, is which location would you love to draw?
Yeah, I don't know. Can't think. I don't know. Where's a really cool location in the world?
At the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I was just about to say that I was thinking the Grand Canyon, something like that. Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the first band to ever perform in space. That would be good.
Yeah. Or what are they called? The Go-Go's? When they made the video with the plane ride? You know which one I'm talking about? Where they're in zero gravity the whole time in this plane?
Okay,
that's an amazing video. I mean, they do all like okay. Is it the Go-Go's? I don't know. I forgot what the name was. But there's one band who does all these crazy videos that are basically one takes.
Okay.
And it's very elaborate and planned out. Not my music, but the videos are on point.
Okay.
So speaking of things you want to work on, is there anything else you want to work on in terms of movies and also maybe other genres? Because I don't see sports here or anything. Maybe you want to dabble in the sports world. Except skateboard, if we call skateboarding a sport, obviously.
It's not sports, but it'd be quite fun to do something with like a sports brand, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like Nike or something like that. Or fans, or I don't know.
Like what would you want to do for them? Like, do you want to design a shoe?
Don't know. Could be anything. Could be clothing. Could be, maybe like working on a shoe.
All right. I want to get my Luke Priest a Nike, so.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. We'll just change the Nike logo for Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Done. Ship it. That's it. That's the design.
all white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the material is different on each layer. All right. I'm sorry. Is there anything else movie-wise you want to dig into?
Oh, man. There is some stuff that I want to do. Well, I'm already doing some of them, so I can't say.
Okay,
what they
okay,
are
okay. Because, fair enough.
Because I'll get told off.
Yeah. We don't want to.
I think I might get told off. So yeah.
Yeah. We definitely don't want that. But is there maybe like, would you love to work as a key artist or something like that, or just illustrated alternative movie posters?
I mean, it'd be fun to do key art for stuff. Absolutely.
All right.
I've done bits of Bob's in the past, but it'd be really fun to do, you know, like the main key art for a new series or like a, you know, like a Stranger Things or something like that. That'd be really fun to do.
Yeah, I think you would be a good fit for that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe in the future. We'll see.
We'll see. Then we'll come to my favorite question, obviously, because I want you to know I think I told you already that we are working on a film on canvas, Volume 2, my book that came out 2 years ago. And we're working with Spoke Art on Volume 2 here. And why the question is always there. Which artist would you like to, or fine artist, a classic artist, would you like to see make a movie poster? And what would that person be doing?
Oh, my God. Just artists in general? Or does it have to be?
Obviously, we can do that. But I would love to, like, people that might not have been in the modern movie-type industry, yeah. My best example is always let's see what a Pablo Picasso Avengers Endgame poster would look like.
I'm gonna go for something that's I would consider them to be a fine artist, but other people might, because it's not. But someone like Jim Phillips, who did the, someone like him do, I don't know, like a Star Wars poster or something. That'd be crazy.
Jim Phillips. I know who he is now from his art. Yeah, I'll pull it up for the people as well to see. So there you can see.
Do he's a the Star guy, Wars yeah. poster. Everyone knows the hand, so.
Yeah.
If you don't know that hand, I don't know, you've probably been living under a rock or something.
Yeah, yeah. I love also this one. The Donald Trump one looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think, yeah, that it'd be really interesting to see him do something. Something in yes. that world.
Yes, that would be interesting to see, yeah.
I mean, this is just stuff that I was into when I was younger, like all that old sort of skateboard art and stuff. So,
yeah, I understand.
Like,
I mean,
he's like the master of that.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I'm also this is the idea of the project was like what if situation, and that's why sure. It's always interesting to see like people that have nothing to do with movie posters in that kind of sense, and that what they would come up with, you know.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of who else. You could do some of the like the old sort of traditional painters, I guess. Dalis and people like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's I mean, what was for the fun ones? I think there was I think Oliver Barrett said to do Rothko I don't know, any movie as Rothko.
What about Banksy? Let's say Banksy do a movie poster.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean,
that would be interesting.
He technically did hit a movie poster for his documentaries.
True. Just get him to do it on a wall somewhere.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's actually like literally a movie poster on a poster on a bus stop or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be great for sure. Yeah. This would commence the podcast. So I think we're through. Other than you want to talk about some more topics, if you have something that you really want to get off your chest, we're here and listen.
Just give me a follow online at Luke Priest Art, which is there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I put it up there. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's about it, really.
And then that would be the next step, though. If you want to shout out to some people as well, friends, family, over the career that you have been having.
Well, thank people.
Yeah, I feel like kind of. It doesn't have to be a thank you, but if you just want to say hi, always glad that we got in touch.
It's got to be my wife, really, hasn't it? Because she puts up with all my nerdy ways, and yeah, which is why I'm shoved down here in the garden in my little studio space.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you to the wife and the kids as well, or?
Oh yeah.
Obviously, throw them in there
as well.
Throw them in there.
Just throw them in there as well. Yeah, that's a given. Yeah.
All right, perfect. That's great. All right, thank you again, Luke, so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure. And please follow Luke on the socials. He always pushes his art and shows you the great stuff he's working on there. And also, if you are wanting to buy something, go check out the shop of Luke's. And if you don't find what you're looking for, maybe there is one or two final copies somewhere in the flat file we've seen earlier. So ask him for that as well, and you might get lucky. All right. Cool. Thank you, guys. Cheers. We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.